Vous écoutez L'Autre Monde, and we are with Brian from the band Death Before Dishonor. Hi, nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you, thank you for having me.
Thank you to come here in Tours for the Rip Fest. You're from Boston, USA.
Boston, yes, yeah.
And you've been embodying the spirit and the pride of Boston hardcore for over two decades. With your lineup shift over the years and the current scene in 2026, how do you manage to preserve that ultra heavy aggressive signature sound of you?
I think it's always tough being a hardcore band and being a hardcore band for a long time because it's not a lot of money in hardcore, right? Everybody knows it's more punk, DIY, underground. So yeah, we've had lineup changes. Luckily for us lately, our lineup's been pretty much the same for like the last 8-10 years, give or take, you know, drummers even longer with our drummer and stuff. But even still going forward, my drummer's about to have a child, so like he's got to take some time off. How do we preserve it? We just try to find people that are excited about playing hardcore and understand Death Before Dishonor. So when somebody joins the band, you know, they're really like, it's more than just a musician. You know, you appreciate the band, you appreciate the sound, and know what it means to be in the band, kind of.
Here in Europe, we don't have so many information about what happens in USA,
right,
but
right.
We've got so much information about Trump policy. About the current social and political climate in USA, does it push you to harden your tone even more than these latest songs?
I think so. I think that hardcore music has always been a subculture of mainstream society, right? And every time mainstream society gets a little crazy, which right now the current climate in the world is pretty crazy, right? And America is on the forefront of that. And I love being from America. I'm not knocking it, but I'm just being honest that there's a lot of craziness. So I think when the world gets crazy, it's always good to put our energy into the music where we're supposed to be. It's heavy music, but it's positive in the sense of releasing all that negative aggression and the things that we don't agree with or believe in the world and express it through music instead of like violence and whatnot. You know what I mean?
You're crossing the Atlantic once again,
yep.
For a European tour. How is your relationship with the European crowds and especially with France?
I love it. France, we've come and gone because sometimes, so we've been coming to Europe since 2005 was the first time. And on that tour, we played Paris, just Paris. I notice it seems like there's a lot more German dates than there is France dates, right? But it does seem like now more and more France shows and more and more France. And I mean, one of the biggest metal and hardcore festivals is in France with Hellfest. And then you have other cool fests like this Rip Fest in the Super Bowl. So I think France is a great place. And there's a lot of cities that have their own hardcore scenes. And I think that's very cool about France.
And beyond the heavy music, Death Before Dishonor has always championed the values of loyalty, friendship, and mutual respect. In 2026, as you share this festival lineup with old friends, you've been crossing paths with for 20 alongside very young bands. How do you see the summer gatherings? What do you feel about the evolution of the scene?
I think there's a lot of young bands coming out now that are really good and they're really embracing the culture of hardcore. So for me, it's cool watching young bands and meeting new bands. But we also cross paths with friends. Like, we played with Cancer Bats before. Yeah. End It, we play with in the States. I've known them guys. Your Demise, I forgot we used to play with them in the mid late 2000s from the UK. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to see this for many reasons. Old friends, new friends, young kids, young bands. I think that's one of the coolest things about the festival season is you have a little bit of everything and it's all intertwined.
You've got the European tour, but what will be your plans in the next months?
So after this, we go home, take a little break. We have some West Coast of America, some shows with Blood for Blood, and then some shows with 100 Demons, which should be really good. And then probably take a little break. We're going to record a 7-inch. Later in the year, that's the plan. My drummer's having a baby, so he'll be a little busy with that. But we're going to do a 7-inch, and I'm hoping to come back in January, probably fill in drummer for that tour because of the baby. But we are in talks of some cool European package tour for January, but we'll see what happens.
A word about your feeling to be in tour today? I mean, nice weather.
Beautiful weather. Beautiful weather. I mean, we're in the middle of a little field here, but it's cool. Everybody's nice. Everybody's cool thing going on. You got cool food. You got cool tents. Nice people. It looks like a good amount of people. The show will be cool. It's cool to be here.
So you received 5 invitations for birthday parties, but on the same night. So you get to choose between the 30th anniversary of the movie Scream, the 40th anniversary of the video game Zelda, the 50th anniversary of the book Interview with a Vampire, the 60th anniversary of the TV series Star Trek, or the 40th anniversary of the Dragon Ball animation series. Which one would you pick?
I'm going to have to go Zelda. Yeah. So what, I got to say something good about Zelda?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember playing Zelda on Nintendo as a kid, right? And then having to learn all these things. It's been years. I'm going to go Zelda because, mind you, I haven't played it in so long, but that is part of my childhood. So, happy birthday, Zelda.
A last word you would like to say to your French listeners?
Thank you. I feel like we've been coming to France for a while. Maybe not as much as we should for booking it. I don't know why. But the last few times we've come, it's been awesome, and I really appreciate and respect the French audience, the hardcore people, the punk rock people, the subculture people. That just, there's so many cool festivals, so many cool bands, so many cool people. Thank you very much. Merci, as we say, right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.